They're great. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, Peggy, you bid $15,000 for the Watercraft, etc. The actual retail price, $20,543, a difference of $5,543. Amor, you bid $25,000 for the trailer and all that stuff. Actual retail price, $27,275. You win the showcase. You want a total of $45,804.
Not the same. No.
I'll tell you, I got a thought. Give me a moment here.
Please, don't forget to keep the pet population down. Stay new to your pet. Thanks for watching, everybody. See you next time. Bye.
The Don and Mike Show.
Like paying for sex with a bad hooker. The Don and Mike Show.
What about the vagina?
Thank you, Charlie. I'm shouting
all about love. You know, he's a pothead fogger. Drew Carey's a famous pothead.
And kind of a strip joint aficionado, I remember correctly.
That tape sounded to me like a stoner hosting The Price is Right.
When he said the trailer and stuff.
All that stuff.
He's got trailer and all that stuff. It's just kind of like throwing that away. You know, I'm just kind of low-key, having a good time.
Energy.
Okay, Peggy, you bid $15,000 for the Watercraft, etc. The actual retail price, $20,543, a difference of...
And he's not saying dollars after that.
$543.
1-800-AM.
$5,000 for the trailer and all that stuff.
That's right. Well, Mr. Spicoli, isn't this really our time?
You know, when you put it that way, he does sound like maybe he's a little low-key.
Maybe so. Hey, Robbie, do me a favor, please. Hey. Load in some of this. Get some of this ready.
You want some of that?
Yeah, here's what we got coming up. We're going to talk to D.L. Hughley in the next hour.
Very funny guy.
We're going to play the Michael Hunt cell phone game.
Yes.
In the next hour. Mm-hmm. And we're going to spin the Wheel of Holly here in a moment.
Oh, goody.
Robbie, what are some of the topics that local TV poodle Holly Morris has been doing on Fox Morning News?
Our most recent disc has her at a pumpkin farm, school lunch bakery, horseback riding, sailboat store, wax museum, flying a model airplane, and learning how to yo-yo.
There's so much there that has potential.
So we'll spin the wheel on the feature reporter for Channel 5 here.
Dinosaurs.
And are we going to do it that way we did it last time, where we don't know what we land on?
I'm not looking at the grid
sheet, Mike. It's just going to be completely random, Holly.
We are totally flying blind. While Rob loads that up, Buzz, I hope you don't have this during the news. It's not really anything that's breaking.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
Anyway, she turned herself in on the hit-and-run charges.
Yeah, last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's last night. They're going to make a big deal about that, like she's going to jail for something new. She's not. Here's something very interesting. Somebody emailed me today. My gal Jennifer Aniston.
Yes.
I still, cat couldn't scratch it.
Still single as far as I know.
And so am I.
That's right. Hey.
Jennifer Aniston is obsessed with her pubes.
Really?
Aren't we all?
The the person, Dawn DeLuise.
Dawn DeLuise?
No.
Dawn
DeLuise. No, it's D-A-W-N.
Oh.
Dawn.
Hello, Jennifer. I was wondering if I could come over and help you with your down there.
Dawn DeLuise used to do her bikini waxes, and she's writing a book now.
And what has happened to Dom DeLuise? Is he still with us?
I
have not. You have not seen him on a talk show?
He's with Al Molinaro, Mike.
he sleeps with the fishes.
She's neurotic about bikini waxes in this book. She called me even when she had no hair to wax.
Really?
She'd insist on having it done, literally daily having me wax off her peach fuzz. She's phobic about extraneous hairs, especially around her bikini line.
So, boy, this begs the question.
It ruins it for me.
So she has nothing.
Right.
And not only does she have nothing, but she's obsessed with anything.
Every day she has a lady come over and she goes like, well, there's
but if she's obsessed around the bikini line, that might indicate that she does have
something
there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's a little ambiguous the way the story reads.
No, I'm having to be careful with our new...
Right, with the new guidelines. I understand that.
She says very plainly, she would call me when there was no hair left to wax at all.
Oh.
Yeah. She would insist on having it done.
I suppose she has a Brazilian, too. the Brazilian wax.
I always hope that she had the nice, big, full triangle, the Trivial Pursuit piece.
Don't you realize that your desire for that now, it's that is completely gone. That's past tense. Mm-hmm. I don't think you find those anymore.
Very rare.
I just don't think those exist. I think what you find now are, it has to be in some state of trimdom or nothing at all. And unfortunately for both you and I, nothing at all is the popular style, I believe.
I believe, let me think about it.
You're not going to have Playboy magazine of 1977.
I really...
The girl in front of the fireplace.
How do I say this? I really know about Janet there. I spent a good deal of time there just this morning.
Right.
You know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that done for your liking?
No. I didn't. I mean, my girlfriend's got hair. But what I was doing today was some of this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you. You gotta keep your woman happy.
Good for you.
But what I'm saying now is I don't remember now if it's just a patch, if it's straight up and down.
Right.
There's hair there.
Uh-huh. But, yeah, all right, so you don't know.
I don't know whether it's...
I'm just saying that what you say you like, the triangle that you like, you're talking about the style that was around years and years ago.
Yeah.
You don't see that, like, in movies or anything like that.
No,
you
know? And my girlfriend definitely doesn't have it. She's got, like, a little square.
Oh, really?
Bigger than a little square.
Yeah, that's my lady also.
I kind of remember. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm just so proud of myself for having done that today.
We all are.
Yeah, we're all proud of you.
You know, and I didn't.
Congratulations.
I didn't get the move. Hold on, I did.
You do the alphabet?
Yeah. And I did get that move. I take it back. I can't say that I didn't get the move.
The push away?
Well, okay, without being terribly graphic.
The pull away, actually.
Mm-hmm. In her case, it was the step off.
Oh, she moved away.
Yes, you understand.
I understand exactly.
I was laying on my back.
Right.
And said,
do you think you get that because you're too aggressive?
I think I get that because I'm no good at it.
Well,
Who is good at it?
I don't think anybody's really good at it, but you can be told what to do. I've always been told the lighter the touch, the better.
Mike, there was no touching.
No, I'm saying the lighter.
The touching was
the least amount of.
It was my tongue.
Yeah, right.
I know. The least amount of
pressure,
the better.
I have a very sensitive tongue.
I bet you're very aggressive.
But yeah, I was like a dog going after a piece of meat. That's right, exactly.
Fierce.
Right.
Yeah.
No, do you have a light? And when I say touch, I'm using that, you know,
yes.
The light touch. Do you have a light touch?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Why do you think that you're always rebuffed when you do this?
I don't think I was rebuffed today. I think I hit the jackpot. And at that point, she said, okay.
Enough.
And she climbed off.
Oh, all right.
That happens too.
The way you were describing it, you said
but
she stepped off.
It's a 50-50.
And do any of us, and I mean all men.
Do you ever know?
Do we ever really know for sure?
No.
For sure,
whether
no.
we have
no.
delivered?
No,
you know,
don't.
I don't think we know.
I mean, I know she did thank me later.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And that's nice. Like, I always thank her as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she'd walk around and say, oh, that was wonderful. I feel nice, but there's still there's that lingering, you know.
Didn't we have a sexpert on the show?
Was it okay?
Didn't we have a sexpert on the show one time that indicated to us that all women lie about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that's true or not, but I mean, didn't we hear that? They all lie about that.
That's what they said.
They all lie about that.
I bet Holly is hairy. I bet Holly is hairy.
I think
is
probably
all get out.
I bet perfect. it's just the way I feel about her.
It's PV? The perfect.
Yeah.
Really?
No, I think really well taken care of.
Maintained.
I see.
Absolutely. I think she's meticulous. I think grooming is number one for her.
Well, your nose knows.
I don't know what that means.
You know what I think.
You know. No, I think she's very meticulous. She's uptight that way.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hi there. Hi there. What's up?
Phone call.
Have you ever heard the saying, the little man on the boat?
Yeah.
That's what you need to go for.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, it's not just that. It's like a lot of factors factor into that.
I got news for you. Today was like the perfect storm. I think I found the little man in the boat. But those waves are pretty big.
But it's not just that, ma'am, right?
Oh, and she's gone.
It's not
like
just finding
wind.
It.
She is gone like the wind. Do we have time for the Holly thing? No, we don't know. We want to talk to D.L. Hughley.
Oh, we can talk to D.L. Hughley. I'm looking forward to that.
We'll spin the wheel of Holly tomorrow just for S's and grins.
All right.
Let's see where we would have landed today. On the wheel of Holly Morris.
I'm on horseback, right?
Oh, that's the one I was looking forward to.
The very annoying reporter for Fox 5.
Good morning to you, Allison. You know, dinosaurs roamed the earth for 200 million years, and then they were no more. Well, we are live at the Verizon Center where the dinosaurs are back. It is called Walking with Dinosaurs, the live experience, and it is an experience indeed. How you can have your own up-close and personal moment with this fun, lovable guy live next on Fox 5 Morning News. Stay with us.
Hers is probably like an alligator's mouth.
Yeah. We have a different impression of the young lady.
Spin it one more time.
All right, let's see what we get here.
Come on.
And here comes the ball.
That wasn't a good sample.
Spin that thing. Come on.
Come on.
Or how about right now?
Okay, real quickly, let's do our, we decided the only thing I can really do is keep beat and you can sing.
Coming around the mountain.
Yeah, let's do coming around the mountain. You ready? Okay.
What segment is that, Rob?
Oh, it's Bluegrass,
yeah, nice to see that guy was with it early in the morning.
Get your pet.
I'm going.
Okay,
going.
That's good.
Now it's good.
Chocolate Man.
Does she sing?
Oh, God. Chord change. No. She doesn't change the chord.
Where's Holly Morris?
I think she's strumming.
She's using her hands.
Yes. Ah.
I just thought of another better job for me.
What?
How about I sell your CDs?
Okay.
All right. Hey, listen, okay, there's a favorite song that you said everybody likes you to play. It's called the Orange Blossom Surprise.
Special.
Orange Blossom Special. Special. Orange Blossom Special. Well known.
Another day, darling. God. Another day. We'll spin the wheel.
Take your sweater off.
We'll find you in all of your obnoxiousness and that big, gigantic, untrimmed garden.
Wow.
That I'm sure looks like, remember the movie The Sandlot with those boys where they threw
threw it over the fence and the dog found it.
That's Holly Morris.
You're thinking the dog's mouth?
I'm thinking Holly Morris is the other side of the fence.
Oh. I disagree. Just perfectly maintained.
A big old junky front yard.
I think so. I think the front yard meticulous.
Full of yeast.
Oh, God.
And rusting cars.
Rusting cars.
All right, D.L. Hughley.
James Earl Jones living inside.
We'll talk to him in a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.